Song's a complete disgrace. 5 o'clock. You want Tiger Baseball? Odyssey.com Rewind. We are in the mood for college football. 48 hours away. State will play. Michigan plays Saturday night. NBC against Fresno. We are trying to build Rico back up after a spring and summer of being bludgeoned for ruining this sport. We celebrate the things we still enjoy. This edition, the mascot draft. David, yes. All right. I have to tell you, I don't know that Curb Your Enthusiasm is appropriate for this.
I was about to say, yeah, I figured, you know, like some college football.
Remix. We respect mascots. If this were our most hated or idiotic ones, I think this would work. We want real college football music. All right. With the first pick in the 2024 ridiculous mascot draft, I want to select a regal beast, an animal with a short lifespan, all heart. You know a mascot's good when they need their face rolls cleaned. I'm taking Uga. Yeah, that's for the other day, Kenny. That's for the other day. Wow. The guy's got an air-conditioned doghouse.
What did Kenny do to you?
The other day in the draft when he took Neck, LSU's song.
Oh.
Now it's payback. I want Uga. I don't care if he's only going to live for 6 years.
Wow.
Over to Mr. David Hatchet Man Hall.
Well, this is easy then. I'm going to take Bevo.
Ah, the Texas Longhorn.
Yep.
Creepy, powerful.
That's what I need, power. Love that power.
We've heard. Let's go over to Rico Beard.
You know what? Because Kenny's going to try to get you back, I'm going to take Sparty because he's going to try to get you back.
There is nothing more appropriate or predictable than Rico selecting Sparty.
Well, I confer with Evan.
But so. I will say, Sparty, would you say Sparty's a top 10 mascot?
No, he is.
It is. It's a fun thing.
Right, I'm not talking about the team, but the mascot. Yeah.
Correct. Now, I wish Sparty would wear a T-shirt that says, I hate this team or something. All right. Kenny, you have back-to-back selections.
Yeah, and two of the three in my top four have been taken, so that kind of stinks.
You hate to see it.
But I'm going to go with a power selection for my first pick. Riding onto the field, flaming spear, I'm going to go Florida State.
Now, you really like Chief Osceola.
I really do.
You did this in the traditions.
I think I did. You're right.
It's okay. He's outstanding.
Of mine. And I'm going to go Oregon as my second pick.
You know what I like about that? Not only is it fun, but you get a motorcycle.
100%.
I think having a vehicle that you could run down your opponents in, that's exciting.
I think it's an iconic one.
Osceola and the Oregon Duck. All right. Back to Rico.
You know what? David took Bevo from me. So give me Ralphie.
The Buffalo.
The Buffalo. I hate the team, but I like the mascot.
Good choice.
You know what I always respect? The poor bastards that have got to run that monster onto the field.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are they going to do to hold that back?
They are one bad decision away from being a news story.
It's terrifying.
It's like, yep, Ralphie wasn't feeling it today. R.I.P. to the handlers.
You'll see Ralphie tomorrow night, by the way. They're on national TV against North Dakota
Correct.
State. All right. David Hall.
Well, Rico, yeah, you took my next selection. I was definitely going to take him next. So I'll do this. I'm going with the Mountaineer.
You son of a...
Dang it.
How could you draft Kenny sitting right next to
him?
First of all, I like it because you get a firearm. Now, I'm not telling you a musket is the most, you know, useful thing in 2024, but
you get one shot.
Good beard. You're getting a rustic character. You feel like the Mountaineer could win a bar fight. I'm with you. I had that on my list. All right, I am going to go... I want to take, in the name of firearms, I will take the Masked Rider from Texas Tech. You get a stallion, you get a loaded gun, you get a cool cape, you look like Zorro. I dig it. And then I want to take, because I don't think it'll be here on the return, give me Oklahoma State's version of Pistol Pete.
Okay.
Again.
Okay.
See, I thought that was going to be your first pick.
I like him. Great beard. Even though his head is made completely of like ceramic, he's got a gun. I need something that can stack up. Like if I have Ralphie charging me, I don't think a revolver is going to do it, but Pistol Pete will have a chance. So I'll take Pistol Pete and the Masked Rider. Mr. Hatchiman.
All right, this is going to be... This is going to piss off Michigan fans.
You don't have a mascot.
But no, exactly.
You tried it for like one day.
Oh, you're taking the Buckeye.
Oh, my God. You're taking Brutus?
I'm taking Brutus.
Oh. Bro, they're going to murder you.
You are a fake fan.
Brutus, man.
They are going to murder you.
All right, David, how about this? I'll give you Sparty and you give me Bevo. So you can really just take them off.
Wow.
Like, trades here? This is allowed?
You know you want Ugga.
Well, hold on, Rico. Your pick is next.
I know. I am going to go with, give me Sebastian, the Ibis.
I love him. With his little Navy hat on.
Yes.
And I know he's a stuffed animal, but he's got good Italian eyebrows. They look angry. It's almost like a right. unibrow. And birds creep me out. Yeah. That just beak you to death.
And I found out the Ibis is the first bird to return from a hurricane, the last one to leave. That's why an Ibis is the mascot.
And also, the
Shout
Ibis.
Out to Woody.
The Ibis has a bigger brain than Mario Cristobal. Kenny Cobb.
I am first going with, I'm going to go with USC here. I like a good Trojan. And also.
The jokes sometimes write themselves.
I did that one just for David. He can pull that if he wants to.
Traveler is the
Traveler, name. Yes. Thank you. And I'm terrible.
You don't
with
have
names.
A good Trojan. You will be a Traveler.
That is also correct.
And the horse's name is Pregnancy. Okay.
Can I get to my second pick, please?
No. Go ahead. What do you got?
This for fun. I actually do really like this mascot. This is simply for whimsy purposes, the ECU Pirate. I love that guy.
His name is Petey the Pirate.
Petey the Pirate.
He's fantastic. Yeah. Now, useless, because even the sword is made of, like, styrofoam. But it's badass. The striped shirt, ridiculous hat, Petey the Pirate. I love it. Also, shout out Kaiten Hauser. You're terrible.
I'm going to go with, sticking with the angry mascot theme, mm-hmm. I took Sebastian.
Mm-hmm.
Give me, Kenny, this kind of goes with yours, give me Ramses.
Ramses, the
North
UNC?
Carolina. Yeah.
Now, here's my question. I know they have the stuffed animal version. Do they still do the real one, the Billy Goat? Or is Navy the only one who does the
Navy
live
does
little?
The, I think, okay. Yeah. This is just the angry-looking mascot.
It's kind of lacking. He doesn't have a weapon.
Doesn't matter.
All
got
right.
horns, Mike.
David.
Well, I know I'm a pastor, so this will make no sense to everyone out there listening, but I am going to take the devil. I love the Blue Devil.
No.
Out of Duke. Yes.
Dude, if you were going to do one, you take Sparky. ASU, the guy carries a trident. Plus, the Duke Devil's a nerd. What's he carry? A clipboard? A pocket protector?
A 4.0 GPA. That's what he carries.
What the hell is that guy's name even?
The Blue Devil. Like, that's what they call
him,
right?
He's got to have a name. It's got to be like Donnie the Devil or something.
Coach K?
Yes. I really like this team. All right, for my last two picks. No one is going to know this one, but you got to look it up. It's fabulous. From the University of Wyoming, not Pistol Pete, because theirs is welfare. Cowboy Joe. It's a Shetland pony that they run all over the field. He's got on a little jacket, the whole bit. Cowboy Joe's fantastic. Plus, I get another horse in the stable here. And for my last selection, creepy, lifeless serial killer eyes. Lifeless. You look into this guy's soul, there ain't nothing looking back.
The Demon Deacon.
And he rides a motorcycle.
Yeah.
I'll take the Demon Deacon from West Virginia. I've got automotive dominance. I've got firearms. I've got animals. I got Noah's Ark. I got this whole thing covered. Over to David.
All right, so I got to finish strong here. So what I'm going to do here is I will then go Arizona State.
Sparky.
And I'm going to double up with the devil. Sparky the devil.
You know, would it be frowned upon if a university used Jesus as a mascot?
But it's touchdown Jesus, so I guess it's close enough, right?
If you could use the devil, why couldn't you use Jesus? Like, if you're Notre Dame, you got Jesus on a building.
Why not get a leprechaun, right?
Why not get a guy out there in a robe?
Because nobody protests if you have the devil. You're going to have a ton of protests.
That's true. That is true.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I have a building called Touchdown Jesus. We just bring the building to the sideline.
No, Jesus is giving the good word. It just looks like he's saying touchdown.
Then you could put the opponent up on the crucifix when Notre Dame gets a lead.
See, I just like, Kenny, I need you to get the David doubling up with the devil.
I'm just trying to help Notre Dame with some branding opportunities. All right, go ahead.
They got the leprechaun.
Imagine Nike could make the robe, the whole thing. It'd be incredible.
Sandals.
You sell them at the bookstore.
Oh.
Touchdown Jesus slides. The kids will love it. Rico, your next selection.
I am going to go with this screams tough. I think this backs up Ralphie. No, no, no. I'm going down to Baton Rouge.
Mike the Tiger?
Mike the Tiger.
Come on with that. Is it
the actual tiger?
In the enclosure. You don't want the stuffed animal.
No, I want the actual tiger to go along with Ralph.
Kenny, do you remember when LSU used to have the real tiger on the field?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know, I know you can't do it anymore.
So you keep your little bulldog. I got a tiger and a buffalo.
So that actually helps to answer one of my questions because, Mike, you asked him if he wants the mascot or the actual animal. I'm going to take Harry Dog, the actual Georgia mascot, because that's allowed.
What's Harry Dog?
The Georgia mascot. The actual mascot with the foam mascot.
Oh, you okay, so you want the Sparty version of yours.
Yes.
Wait, you know what? The name of the mascot?
I just was going to say it. He just educated me.
Yeah. Harry
I never Dog. Knew the guy had a name. I just thought it was like Welfare Ugga because the real one was chilling in his air-conditioned doghouse.
Iconic mascot. There will be no slander towards Harry Dog.
Is it iconic if we don't know the name?
It's iconic if he wins back-to-back natties.
Did he, though? Mm-hmm. I didn't see him scoring touchdowns.
Dude, look. He's probably a better driver than the players and doesn't have opposable thumbs. I'll go with Harry Dog.
I'll allow it.
People, what did we get right? What did we get wrong? The things we love about College Football Celebration, the mascot draft is complete. 97.1.